1806, we set sail from the sweet home of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. It was a wonderful craft, she was rigged for the nap. You know how the wild winds blow her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
We had 1 million bags of the best loyal rice. We had 2 million barrels of snow. We had 3 million sides of our blind horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million dogs, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million piles of old nanny ghost tales and a whole of the Irish Rover.
There was old Mickey Coote, who played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for a set. He would tootle with skill for each sparkling quadrille till the dancers were flutered and bet. With his smart, with his talk, he was cock of the walk, and he round the dame under and over. They all knew at a glance when he cock up his stance that he sailed in the Irish Rover.
Of the lead, there was Hogan from Chelsea to Hull. There was Jimmy McGurk, who was scared of a war, and a man from Westmead came along. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man, Mac McCann, from the banks of the Bund, was the skipper on the Irish Rover.
For the sailor, it's always the bother of life. It's so lonesome by night and by day. Then he longs for the shore and a charming young whore who will melt all his troubles away. All the noise and the rout, swilling pudgeon and stout, for him soon is done and over. Of the love of a maid, he is never afraid, but out south from the Irish Rover.
We have sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog. And a whale of a crew was reduced out to two, just myself and the captain's old dog. And the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock. The boat, it was turned right over.
Turned 9 times around, and the poor old dog was drowned.